This is an executive summary of DST tax reporting, depreciation and pass-through income, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. If you've placed 1031 exchange proceeds into a Delaware statutory trust, DST, one of the first practical questions is, how does this show up on my taxes? The answer flows from the DST's structure. A DST is typically treated as a grantor trust, which means its income, expenses, and depreciation pass through to each investor's proportional share rather than being taxed at the trust level, and that pass-through includes valuable depreciation that can shelter part of your DST income. You'll receive reporting from the sponsor, often a grantor letter or substitute form 1099, showing your share. You'll track your basis, carried over from the relinquished property and reduced by depreciation, and at the eventual full cycle sale your gain will be calculated, and can be deferred again through another 1031, or potentially erased for heirs through a step up in basis at death. This guide walks through each piece. Note that Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. This is educational information. Coordinate with your CPA and verify the current rules for your specific situation. Tax reporting fits into the larger picture laid out in the definitive DST guide. DST income is reported through the grantor trust structure. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.